Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Newell's out. I'm in. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be with you on this Tuesday, the day I like to call not Monday. Just to stress, we're making progress, folks. We are headed towards the weekend, and Monday is behind us. Coming up, we're going to have some fun in the second half of this hour, talking with Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers. How about those Tigers last night? That baseball team showed that they have grit, that they have stick-to-itness, and they are going to overcome obstacles. And I loved what we just heard from Jay Johnson in the news, in the sportscast with Steve Geller, how the crowd at Alex Box Stadium really did buoy his team and really did give them the confidence to know they could come back and gave them that extra spark that they needed to win the regional, advance to the super regional. That was one thing I noticed during the game, was the crowd really did, especially at key moments when the game was on the line, rise to their feet and really just bring an energy to that entire stadium that shows why this LSU Tiger team has only lost, what, 6 games at home all season long. There really is a home field advantage, and it really is a home crowd advantage. So we'll talk to Chris Blair about that coming up in the second half of this hour. Right now, though, as you know, on Tuesdays, Newell likes to recognize difference makers in our community. And the NOLA Coalition helps us do that every week by spotlighting someone or an organization that is working hard to make a difference. Remember, the NOLA Coalition came together at a time of unprecedented crime in our community, of record violence in our community, and has brought together hundreds and hundreds of individuals, organizations, businesses, and others that want to make a difference. And I don't think it's only a coincidence that here, just a couple of years later, crime is at historic low levels. It's not the only reason it happened, but it was one piece of a greater puzzle that has driven crime down across the board right now. And it's because of the difference makers. It's not just that there's a coalition, but there's the individuals, the groups, and the businesses that make up that coalition. So I really enjoy these Tuesday conversations when we get to meet a difference maker. And today's difference maker is Nadia Sanchez, founder of Love Your Neighbor NOLA. Hey, Nadia.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. I really do enjoy these segments. You know, so much of what we hear in the media is conflict and negativity and about the horrible, terrible, no good, very bad things going on. And I love that we get to put a spotlight on people like yourself who are fighting for and making a difference. Love your neighbor, NOLA. That sounds like a great organization. Whatever it is that you do, I love the name. Where'd you come up with the name?
Thank you. So I came up with the name actually just sort of through a personal journey of my own. And I realized through this circumstance that I was going through that people can't love other people any more than they love themselves. And so I sort of made it my mission of the organization to help people discover how to learn themselves so that they can better love other people around them and love their community and love their families. But I think it starts with loving yourself.
So love yourself, then love your neighbor, and good things will come from that. All right. So tell us about the roots of Love Your Neighbor NOLA, how it formed and what it is that Love Your Neighbor NOLA does.
Yeah. So in 2018, I actually lost my mom. She was murdered in a carjacking in New Orleans at my home, actually in Gentilly. And following her death, I really had my eyes open to the crime in the city. But aside from that, the access and availability to mental health treatment, especially for individuals who experience community violence, not just myself in that situation, but the defendants in my mom's case. And so I started Love Your Neighbor NOLA, like I said, to sort of teach people how to discover how to love themselves and that they are worthy of love and they deserve love, and in turn to love their neighbor and others and their families. And so the mission of our organization is to disrupt cycles of community violence by being catalysts for family-centered change. So we center a lot of our programming and the work that we do around the family unit. We think that a really big preventative deterrent to crime is having a strong support system, having a strong family unit, and having a strong community that teaches you there's more life and your life has value. There's more to your life than just ending up dead or in jail. That's kind of what we're all about and how we got started.
Wow, that is remarkable to me that, and so sorry for your loss, that your mother was carjacked and murdered, but that you had eventually the wherewithal to say, how can we not let this happen to other people's mothers, other people's children, other people's parents, and to focus on the offender and how to prevent potential future offenders from doing this to somebody else. To me is really remarkable, and it's not everybody, Nadia, could do that, and that you want to get out in the community and spread a message of love, love yourself, love your family, love your neighbors, so maybe you won't become a hardened criminal that kills somebody else's mother. That's a remarkable journey and message that you're on, and thank you for taking it. How does this work? So we understand the concept and the roots of it now. So how does it work in our community? What do you and those who work with you do to find people who need love, and hopefully love can overcome evil and make us a safer and more loving community?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have an office in New Orleans East. We have a physical location in New Orleans East in a neighborhood that is very accessible to low-income families who might need services that we offer. So we try to be very intentional about the people that we feel are the most susceptible to getting involved in crime. So crime and poverty are inextricably linked, right? And so we try to be very intentional about being in an area, a specific neighborhood that we know families are living in poverty. What we do in our office, what we bring to that community is tangible resources. And so we provide for families free diapers, wipes, clothes, all the essentials you would need if you have a baby, a toddler, or an adolescent child. And then on top of that, we try to meet secondary needs. So what I mean by that is going through my mom's trial, like I said, I realized the lack of accessibility and availability of mental health treatment What we do in our office is we provide classes to parents. So we provide English as a second language class to our Spanish-speaking families, and we provide parent education and mental health informational sessions to our English-speaking families. And so this brings a little bit more of the education piece into the community. It's accessible to them. They can walk to our office. There's several subsidized housing apartments right around our office space. And so we're in walking distance. We're on a bus line. Like I said, we try to be really intentional about our location and all of those things. And so, that's what we do. And that's kind of how we hope to disrupt that cycle of violence, is by becoming that support system right there in their own community. And they can come to us with a variety of needs, and we can either meet them there in our facility, or we can connect them to the best resource for them.
Yeah, because one of my questions was, and I think you've pretty well answered it, about how do you get those people who need love in their lives, who need to get this education and this information and to learn to love everyone around them, to listen to your message, and by offering them basic needs, and by offering them essentially social work, so anything that they need, they can come to you and ask for help finding. And then you can, once you've befriended them and brought them into your system, then you can try to get them that information and try to really bring about change, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we think of it as a hierarchy of needs. And so we like to say people can't be open to having a conversation about mental health or parent education or applying for that job or going back to school. They can't even think about those things if their brain is being used to think solely about how can I provide diapers for my baby? How can I put food on the table? How am I going to get my kids into daycare? You know, those are very urgent, top of mind, pressing needs. I don't think any of us would be able to think about, oh, do I have time to go to therapy this week, if our baby's sitting in the living room crying in a dirty diaper without formula. So we really try to meet that hierarchy of needs. And so, you know, we tick off the tangibles first. We try to relieve some of that mental load for them. And then we get to those underlying issues, and we try to help them to see that it's all sort of interconnected, and then provide them with the support they need from there.
So you show your neighbors love, literally, by helping them with those basic needs of life that they need to sustain their families. And then the goal is to teach them to love each other and to love everybody. And hopefully, by spreading all of this love, it does eventually reduce evil and crime, because people find themselves in better, happier situations. We're talking with the founder of Love Your Neighbor NOLA, Nadia Sanchez. When we come back, I want her to share a success story or two with us here on WWL about how they've seen over the last 7-8 years this actually turn into a message of change. And it's not just some pie in the sky idea of we'll spread love and there'll be less crime, but we'll find out how it literally has worked when we continue our conversation with Nadia Sanchez here on WWL on this Tuesday, when we shine a spotlight on difference makers in New Orleans. And Nadia Sanchez and Love Your Neighbor NOLA are this week's difference maker. We're back with that after this. Then we'll get Chris Blair, the voice of the Tigers, in to talk about LSU baseball, moving on to the Super Regionals on WW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, on Tuesdays on the Newell Norman Show, we always put a spotlight on New Orleans difference makers, and today it's the founder of Love Your Neighbor NOLA, Nadia Sanchez, who really, to me, has done heroic work because after her mother was carjacked and murdered, she chose to try and spread love to a community where crime is all too rampant. She chose to try and help families where members could turn to a life of crime and try and address those needs that they have to try and spread love and use love to try and battle evil and reduce crime in our community. Nadia, you explained how you founded Love Your Neighbor NOLA and how it works. I think some people are probably skeptical that just by sharing services with a needy community and trying to educate a needy community about the power of love and the things that they can do to better their lives, that we can fight crime. Yet you know firsthand that this can be successful, right?
Yeah, I do. And I think that's a very fair and healthy skepticism. I think some of the pushback that we hear, you know, it's not often, but we do hear from people, oh, social services already exist. They already have access to the things you're giving away. But it's deeper than that. It really is about loving people and, you know, showing them that they deserve to be loved and that they are lovable. That's a very, very deep hurt. And I think when you're dealing with parents, a hurt or a wound that deep takes a lot of work. It's not just giving things away. And so, yeah, we do know that it works. And a lot of what I do is not cold calling, but I will drive around our office or I'll be on my way to the office or from the office and I'll see families walking from their apartment to the gas station or convenience store. And I'll just pull over and give them a flyer. I'll introduce myself. I'll tell them, hey, we have a nonprofit. It's right over there. It's across the street. You can walk to it. This is what we do. If you have questions, just give me a call. That's how we actually meet a lot of our families. And I know you wanted to hear a little bit about how it works, not just in theory, but in practice. And so I did that with one mom one day. I was leaving our office. She was pushing a stroller and her other son was walking right beside her. He was probably about four. And I just introduced myself. I said, hey, we have an office. It's right there. You live right next door. This is what we do. We can help you with, you know, blah, 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 X, Y, Z. And she came that same day. I went back to the office and she came that same day and she introduced herself and she said, yeah, I'm really struggling. You know, I work at Dollar General, but I'm having a hard time with my kids and just keeping up with bills. And I'm just always stressed out. I don't make enough money at work. So we really kind of got a backstory on her right away. And she plugged into our program. So at that time last year, we had a small group of moms that we were mentoring. So we did a group of about six moms that we did a more intentional sort of mentoring session with. And so we did financial literacy, we did job skills training, resume building, all of those things on top of the parent education and giving away, you know, the tangibles. Fast forward, she was in a sort of unhealthy relationship. She ended up having to move. We helped her get back settled into an apartment. At the time when we met her, she didn't have a car. She was working very part-time. Her kids were not in any type of daycare. She was paying for someone to watch them. So that was eating away at most of her paycheck. She was basically working to watch someone, to pay someone to watch her kids. Fast forward, we've known her for about 18 months now. She works full-time. She has a car. She has her own apartment. Her son is thriving in school. Her youngest is in daycare. She actually volunteers and works with Love Your Neighbor NOLA to help other moms get more integrated into the programming. She stays when we open after hours. She'll stay and help parents do job applications. She'll help them enroll their kids in daycare or apply for daycare. She's sort of the model, and this happened with a few of the other moms that were in our mentoring program specifically. But I think that's the trajectory we're looking for, because we really want to build a model of stability in the home. And so by having the primary caregiver be able to get their footing and be able to provide that stability for themselves and then show other parents, hey, this is possible. This isn't just a giveaway type thing. This is you getting your life back on track. It changes the outcome for the kids, right? So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to prevent the kids from growing up in an environment that produces susceptibility to crime or becoming participants of crime. We're trying to change the trajectory of their outcomes by providing that stability in the foundation of their households. And so she was really a great success story, and she still is, because we have other moms sort of following her lead. But I thought that was a really cool story.
That is fantastic. And that brings it home. And while I don't think anyone's going to believe that any one organization can end crime in New Orleans, that any one organization can go and address every ill in our society, when we talk about the NOLA Coalition, that's what it is. It's a coalition of groups like yours, of people like you, hundreds, well over 500 now, that have come together to make a difference. And if each of you plays the role that you play to the best that you can and makes a difference in one segment of our community, when you have hundreds of people doing the same thing, I don't think you can argue that the NOLA Coalition has contributed, and organizations like you and people like you have contributed to successfully bringing crime to historic lows in New Orleans. Nadia, thank you. If someone wants to volunteer their time or their money to help your organization, how do they help Love Your Neighbor NOLA?
Yeah, it's really simple. You go to loveyourneighbornola.com. We have all of our program information on there. There's a donate tab at the top. That's for volunteer hours, and that's for monetary donations. Loveyourneighbornola.com.
Nadia, thank you so much for joining us here on WWL. And your pain must be immense from the murder of your mother at the hands of a carjacker, but that you've turned it into something that spreads love through our community is remarkable and amazing. And thank you for that as well.
Thank you so much.
New Orleans Difference Makers here on the Newell Norman Show on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, on the line to talk about that amazing comeback last night in that energy-filled Alex Box Stadium at LSU as the Tigers roared to victory in the regional and now move forward to the Super Regional. We'll preview who they face in a West Virginia team coming up with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, after this. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. Thanks for joining us here on WWL. If you want to talk to Chris Blair, jump on the line now, 504-260-1870.
Wells, the right-hander, starts the wind, the delivery. This one high, this one deep, this one gone! Over the Hancock-Whitney side, left of the scoreboard. Hernandez, back-to-back jacks in advance, and the Tigers now lead 7-5.
LSU coming back from a tough, tough deficit last night to win the Super Regional, and it wasn't only the Tigers who have been performing well lately, but some who stepped up who have been struggling.
Down kicks and fires. A swing, left center field. This baseball is gone! Jared Jones, home run number 20. The Tigers lead 9-6.
LSU would go on to win 10-6, and the man you heard calling it all right here on WWL, the voice of your LSU Tigers, Chris Blair. Chris, you awake and alive? You back with us after those two very late nights and long games?
Yeah, well, for sure. I mean, thanks for having me on. But my goodness, I mean, it's hard to close the eyes after what we all witnessed last night. What an incredible weekend and an incredible night. I'm sure all of us would have been much happier to have closed it all up cleanly on Sunday. But it's as we were talking leaving the booth last night, all of our team, we just kind of said, you know, this is why you remember games like this. This is why you remember moments like this. And so even though we didn't close it out on Sunday, we'll have the memory of what an exciting night at the box last night.
There's nothing like a do-or-die game with 11,000 Tiger fans filling the stands. And Coach Johnson really did pay tribute to the LSU faithful, because you could hear it during your broadcast. At key moments in those in that game last night, they really did buoy that team. They came to their feet, and they brought an energy to that stadium that explains why they've only lost, what, 6 games at home all season long?
Yeah, I mean, it's there's no place like it. I mean, there just isn't. We play in the SEC, and I've said this all the time, there are some great venues, with great atmospheres. We had somebody on Twitter from Little Rock, Arkansas, which, by the way, I hope I get a chance to talk about what an incredible run that team had.
Oh, yeah, unbelievable.
How much respect I think we all have for what they were able to do in the postseason. But one of the fans said, hey, look, we're going to be able to handle things at the box because we play Arkansas at Baum Stadium, over the last 8 to 9 years for a weeknight midweek game. And my first thought was, hey, Baum's one of those great, great stadiums. And I've been there when that place is rocking for an SEC weekend, but no disrespect. Baum Stadium is not Alec Box on a do or die regional night. It's just not. And you heard it last night. You saw it last night, and it never gets old to be a part of it. And it's just such a privilege to be able to take it all in and just enjoy it.
I was listening to your broadcast, and I also had the TV on, and early in the game, the TV broadcasters were doubtful. They were like, this place isn't going to fill up. Who's going to come out for an 8 o'clock game on a Monday night when there's work the next day? And they thought the place was going to be half empty. And that expresses just how you don't know if you don't know just the passion and the support that LSU Tiger faithful give to their teams.
Well, I mean, you just go back to, the Missouri weekend, the Mississippi State weekend, that incredible Tennessee weekend, the Arkansas weekend. I mean, you think about the Tennessee game, opening game against the Volunteers, I mean, ending well after 1 o'clock in the morning. And go back and listen or go back and watch, when Jared Jones sent one over the batter's eye to finish that game. I mean, if you didn't think there's passion and energy at Alec Box, come out there at 1:16 in the morning.
Yeah, and there was concern about the passion and energy about the baseball players, particularly after we came out of that SEC tournament. But then the two huge victories to start off this regional. But then what we saw Sunday night, I think a lot of people had to be concerned and wonder, wait a minute, have they lost that love and feeling? What's going on here? Where is that passion and energy? Well, we sure saw it come back in the middle of that game last night, didn't we?
Oh, absolutely. Sunday was, it was 11 walks, and you got a team that in Little Rock. And again, I just can't say enough about how they fought, winning 13 or losing 13 of their final 14 regular season games. They got 8 conference win in the OVC. They go to Marion, Illinois. They win 5 games, which I don't care what league you play in. I don't care what level of baseball you play in. Winning 5 games in a row over a week span is not easy to do. And then to get shut out by LSU on Friday, 7-0, and then fight their way out of the loser's bracket, and then just have the belief. You know, I think Doug Thompson, you know, our broadcast partner, said it best. I mean, you got guys who are probably playing the game of baseball for the last time in their lives. That team was full of juniors and seniors. And, you know, they look at each other in the dugout and go, guys, this could be it. Let's lay it all out on the line. Nobody expects us to be here. Nobody expects us to win. We got house money here. Let's have some fun. And then you walk them 11 times. And 8 of those that were walked came around to score as part of that 10-4 victory. So, again, give a lot of credit to Arkansas Little Rock. But LSU knew exactly why they didn't win the game Sunday night. It's hard to beat anybody when you walk 11 batters, one more than you strike out.
But then they had to be doubting themselves when they were in that 5-1 hole again last night, because, you know, there you lose the game on Sunday, then you come out and you dig yourself right into another hole again on Monday night when it's all on the line. And thank God they found that love and feeling.
No doubt about it. I mean, you know, again, we had all kind of thought there at the end of the bottom of the second inning that, wait a minute, we saw this movie before and it's not very good. I walked down to see Coach Johnson yesterday prior to the team taking batting practice, and some of the guys were coming in and out of the locker room. The coaches were running around before they took the field for BP, and I was amazed. It was very loosey-goosey. There were guys high-fiving. There were smiles. May have been one of the best pregame interviews I'd done with Coach Johnson all year, believe it or not. And I went back up to the booth and said, guys, we all know that what happened last night. I said, but I don't think they remember one thing about Sunday night's game. That's just my impression. And one of the things that Coach Johnson has really been impressed with his team, and he's talked about it so many times whenever the cameras or microphones are on, is this team has been able to really bounce back, compartmentalize both success and failure on the season, and then go to the next day. And that's why there was as much as there was a little bit of doubt, a little bit of anxiety and nervousness on my part, that put me at ease just enough, even when they got down 5-1, because I knew they had a ton of outs to work with. And again, the way the lineup was set up last night, I'll never forget Coach Johnson. One of the last things he said to me before I left to go upstairs was, I've had a lot of success with moving the big bopper down in the lineup in my career. And they moved Jared Jones to the sixth spot. And then in that at bat that you heard a moment ago, unfortunately late in the game, they got him in a good hitter's count and made the mistake pitch, and the bear, he did eat.
He did roar. He did come out of hibernation, and he did get back to his form that we saw all season long until this postseason. But let's hope that he now stays alive and awake and really continues to get it done, because once they turned on the engines, they really didn't look back last night. And that so much fun in those latter innings last night, as we saw that LSU team we had hoped we would see on Sunday, we finally saw halfway through last night's game on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, and again, you just try to carry that over. And again, I go back to the ability to compartmentalize. You know, I'm sure the guys got some rest today. The news comes out that LSU will play Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Box, which I think everybody is excited about, including this guy. But now they'll turn the page, and you hope you carry that momentum over. And again, the offense, I think, was probably the biggest concern, you know, coming out of the SEC tournament after going 14 innings, you know, without scoring a run, going 1-1 over there, and being shut out by Ole Miss for the first time, you know, since 2022, which in and of itself is pretty amazing when you think about the game of baseball. But, you know, as well as they played, I mean, Luis Hernandez with back-to-back at-bat home runs,
yes.
You know, obviously what Jared Jones did, Ethan Fry, phenomenal, reaching base all 5 times and clearing the bases on that double to right center field. I know nobody's going to forget the performance of Cason Evans, the freshman right-hander. I mean, as you said, everybody's looking up at
Nine strikeouts in a row. Oh, my God.
Yeah, struck out the side in back-to-back innings. But, I mean, that was one for the ages, to be sure. And to your point about being a freshman, my goodness, the future. I mean, you just get excited thinking about, you know, what's going to happen, you know, moving next year with a guy that certainly had ice water in his veins last night. And for the overwhelming majority of his outing was in complete a complete dominant performance. It was like I said, I mean, everybody would love to have called the regional, on Sunday night and got ready for super regional play. But, you know, I think we all can now look back on it and go to be able to witness what we witnessed at the plate, what we witnessed, on the mound from Cason Evans, makes it one you won't forget.
We're talking with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair. When we come back, we'll look ahead to that super regional against West Virginia. Who does he think will be pitching, and how does he like this matchup in a best of three super regional with your LSU Tigers taking on West Virginia at 1 p.m. first pitch on Saturday, not 8 p.m., not 1 a.m., not some crazy late game. Oh, thank goodness. Day ball at the box. We're back with Chris Blair after this on WWE.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well,
big moment of the game here, down 5-1, top of the fourth inning. Bases loaded, two down, the 1-1 to Fry. Big swing to the alley, right center field. It's going to get down, bounces off the wall. Stanfield is in, Larson is in. They'll wave Curiel, he's on his way home, safe. Base clearing double for Ethan Fry, and the Tigers have cut the lead 5-4.
The play that really turned things around for LSU last night. The man calling it right here on WWL on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Chris Blair is our guest. Chris, how exciting. So memorable. Thank you. The hairs on my arms are all standing up listening to you make that call yet again. I can't get enough of it. How do you feel about West Virginia coming in Saturday to begin Super Regional play against the Tigers?
Yeah, it's a really good team. I mean, you know, the first thing I did was take a look at some of the statistical comparisons. And, there are some Cinderella teams that played well this weekend that were able to make their way out of regional play and get to Supers. But this matchup, I really feel like, we're two teams that deserve to be where they are right now. Leading up to the one thing that worries me a little bit about West Virginia is if you go back and look at some of the projections from Baseball America, D1 Baseball, and all of the college baseball publications, the last couple of weeks of the regular season, West Virginia feeling pretty good about hosting. Kind of had a couple of stumbles down the stretch there and ended up, on the road. But when you look at them, 45-15 record for the Tigers, I think 44 wins, 14 losses, for the Mountaineers, pretty
even. Get any more similar than that? Yeah.
Yeah. I think that maybe the biggest difference I saw earlier was, fielding. I think they kicked the ball around a little bit, against Kentucky. Even though they were able to defeat the Wildcats to get out of the regional, it's one of those deals where LSU certainly has to be opportunistic offensively when they can apply pressure, get runners on, and force the defense to possibly press a little bit. But make no mistake, this will be a pretty good matchup between the Mountaineers and Tigers. And as we said earlier, it's always great when you can get that matchup at Alec Box Stadium.
Yeah, and we only got a minute left, but very quickly, you got to love a best 2 out of 3 for LSU. They're built for this, especially with those two ace pitchers. Do we see them both this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. And the reason I say that is super regional play is a different format, obviously, than it is in regional play. As you said, you got to win 2 out of 3 games, more like what you would see on a regular SEC weekend. Would I even guess at this point? My brain's fried. I wouldn't even guess to see right. what the starting rotation would be, but I don't think there's any chance. In the same way that many people were asking themselves last night as Cason Evans, work started to get deeper, who do you go to?
And we know who it was. All right, we'll hear you Saturday, Chris. Thanks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.